Hi everybody, hello, it's Jean here, and I just wanted to talk to you a bit about fresh content, new stuff that you put out through your blog, through your social media. It is such an important part of getting the search engines to notice what's going on, and also for your readers, because everybody loves something new. It's crazy, but we are probably, you know, inbuilt since prehistoric times to notice something new in our horizon. Is it a friend? Is it foe? We're hardwired to actually notice what's going on, what's new. So although the rest of the course doesn't really talk about fresh content and content, here in the resources, it's a good place to have a look at it and to talk about it. So what I thought I'd say to you is that you may feel when you're writing your blog that actually you've covered everything from every angle. And what I'm going to do here is to give you some ideas of things that you can look at. First thing to think is, actually, you may have changed. Your business may have changed, your clients may have changed, the outside world may have changed. And a good way to assess what's going on is to do what in marketing terms is called a SWOT test, which is to go and look through your strengths, you and your strengths, you and your business, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats, because they may have changed. They may have changed even in the last 3 months, and that could give you a new angle for something to talk about. Another new things that you can talk about, obviously, you know, our natural seasonal calendar. You know, Mother's Day comes up every year. It's important maybe to have something about Mother's Day on your blog. Easter, April Fool's Day, the first day of spring, Midsummer's Day, Christmas, autumn. These things keep recurring and you can come up with a new angle and you can write something about them. The next area that you can write about is also those national days, which are very often organised by a charity. So, for example, we have Breast Cancer Month. We have National No Smoking Day, Take a Daughter to Work Day, International Women's Day. There's quite a lot of days that may be relevant for you and your business, and it would be a good idea to join in the conversation about it on social media and in your blog, and to let your voice and your angle on it be heard. Then, of course, we've got events inside your business. You know, if exciting things have happened, you've won an important contract, and put it maybe in sort of interesting dynamic terms, like it's the biggest, it's the smallest, it's the most unusual. You might do an aggregate of the number of people you've helped, and perhaps use it as a metaphor for something else. I can remember in the old days we did something about the number of books that were sold in our company being as high as, you know, K2 or so many double-decker buses. If you can turn what you're doing into something that's easily visual and that people really will understand on the pulse, that is a good way to talk about it. You can also give your clients a survey and you can talk about the results of the survey, whether or not you've been at an exhibition or if you're just choosing to have a new direction. Obviously, if you've got new products out, that's an important thing to talk about. You can also be looking forward to something, and you can give us the human stories, behind-the-scenes stories. I always remember Innocent does a lot of blogging around the time of their AGM, and they let their customers in. And they find out exactly what's going on behind the scenes. People love that. They love to know what's going on behind. Then, of course, there are things that are going on outside your business. And it can be anything in the outer world. And a good way to think of it is in terms of what's going on politically, economically, what's happening, socially, and technically. And you can use the acronym PEST, P-E-S-T. To remind you to just have a quick run through, you know, what has changed, what's going on, what's new, do I need a different angle, is there an opportunity for something different? Then an enormous help for your business and for your blog is if, you know, a famous person in some way does something that's related to what you do. I can remember working on working for a client doing an acupuncture blog for him. I wrote his blog, and Gwyneth Paltrow had acupuncture, and in fact she had something called cupping, and you could see the marks of it in her dress. And you know, we did a blog post about it and got a lot of response, because in a way it gave acupuncture a new spin, because somebody well known was doing it. So you're talking about softer news stories, personality based. There may be some important people who live near you who you could get to know. It's always worth thinking about that kind of thing. Another new area is obviously new books, new songs, new films, new television programmes, anything in the media. And you will ride the piggyback of all the publicity about this new whatever it is. And, you know, you can gain as well through that. If you want to look back, it's a good idea to look back at anniversaries that may be relevant to you and your business. We've got quite a lot of anniversaries always coming up. So dig around and see when you can find out when the first, you know, when something happened. We've had a lot of information about the World War One, haven't we, and World War Two. And there's been a lot of looking back, and, you know, films and everything have all related to it. So if you can find something that's relevant for you and have your angle on it, that's fantastic. Obviously, a fairly straightforward thing is new problems faced by your audience. Problem-related blog posts are highly effective. And as a result of that, you very often will probably find that there are new misconceptions that turn up in your business. So in many respects, you may have new myths to bust. You know, people will make assumptions that may have been correct in the past, and actually they aren't now. And it takes a while for information to get round. So you can come up with new ideas that people had that actually may be a misconception and are relevant anymore. So really the message is there are lots and lots of ways you can come up with new content. You can use them in your actual blog posts. You can use it in the social media that leads to a blog post or is just social media on its own. And search around and you will find you've got new things to write about, new angles, and maybe you will go back and rewrite a blog post or write another one that links to a post you already have out there. So I hope you'll have some fun and think of lots of new and exciting things that you can write about.